Great question. And this one is going to surprise you because everything you have been told about butter and cholesterol is mostly wrong. Let me explain. Yes, real butter contains cholesterol. About 31 milligrams per tablespoon. But here is the thing that the food industry spent 50 years hiding from you. Eating cholesterol does not raise your blood cholesterol the way they told you it would. Your liver makes about 80% of the cholesterol in your body. When you eat more cholesterol, your liver simply makes less to compensate. Your body is smart. It regulates itself. This has been confirmed by study after study over the last 20 years, and in 2015, the US Dietary Guidelines officially removed cholesterol from its list of nutrients of concern. That is a fancy way of saying, we were wrong, cholesterol in food is not the problem. So what actually raises bad cholesterol? Processed seed oils and vegetable oils. Canola oil, sunflower oil, soybean oil, margarine. These are the real villains. They cause inflammation in your arteries, which is what actually leads to heart disease. Not butter. Not eggs. Not saturated fat. Real butter, especially grass-fed butter, is actually good for you. Here is why. It contains vitamin A, which is essential for your eyes, skin, and immune system. It contains vitamin K2, which directs calcium into your bones and teeth and away from your arteries. This is huge. K2 actually helps prevent arterial calcification, which means butter is protecting your heart, not damaging it. It contains butyrate, which is a short-chain fatty acid that feeds the good bacteria in your gut and reduces inflammation. The word butyrate literally comes from the Latin word for butter. It contains conjugated linoleic acid, or CLA, which helps with fat metabolism and has anti-cancer properties. It contains vitamin D and vitamin E, both powerful antioxidants. Now compare that to margarine, which is made from chemically processed seed oils, often contains trans fats, causes inflammation, and has zero nutritional benefit. They spent decades telling you margarine was healthier than butter. That was one of the biggest lies in nutrition history. The best butter to buy is grass-fed butter. Kerrygold is the gold standard. It is from Irish grass-fed cows and it is available in most supermarkets. You can tell it is good because it is deep yellow, almost orange. That color comes from the beta-carotene in the grass the cows eat. If your butter is pale white, the cows were fed grain and it is not as nutritious. So the bottom line. Real butter, especially grass-fed, is not bad for you. It does not cause heart disease. It does not raise your cholesterol in a harmful way. It is packed with vitamins and healthy fats that your body needs. The things that actually cause high cholesterol and heart disease are processed oils, sugar, refined carbohydrates, and chronic inflammation. Eat your butter. Enjoy it. Cook with it. Put it on your vegetables. Just make it real butter, ideally grass-fed, and throw the margarine in the bin where it belongs.